Mauri ora e te whānau, welcome back to a new Māori Millionaire podcast episode. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton, and I'm so excited to be chatting with you all today. Today, I have a story about what steps I took to get myself out of a very tricky situation, which was being broke. And I want to just go into more detail about this kaupapa because I've shared it before, but not with the specific lessons that I'm sharing with you all today. So before we get started, of course, none of the information provided should be considered as personalized investing or financial advice, but I've got a copy of the full disclaimer in the description below. But today, I've got a good story that I want to share with you all. So 3 years ago, I hit my rock bottom. I was very depressed. I was broke. I felt helpless. And I just felt so overwhelmed by all of the areas of my life that I felt were complete failures. I just got into uni and after dropping out of high school, and I just felt like I had made so many mistakes. And I wasn't sure how I was going to get out of those mistakes that I had made. I was still really young and I just felt so helpless, but I also had this feeling inside of me that this wasn't going to be it. This wasn't going to be all that it was. And that I knew that more was coming, better was coming, but I just wasn't sure how I was going to get there because I was so stuck. I felt completely helpless. And so today I've been able to create a completely different reality for myself. I work for myself full time. I'm able to work from my laptop, so I can technically work from wherever I want to in the world. I've lost over 50 kgs, and honestly, my life has just been flipped upside down, where before I was living in chronic pain because I wasn't looking after myself. I had this terrible relationship with money. I had, you know, problematic relationships with people. Like, it was just, I felt like my whole life was a complete mess. And today, obviously, I haven't achieved everything that I want to achieve in this life, but so much has changed for the better. And I'm just so happy that that feeling that I had all that time ago wasn't wrong. I knew that better was coming and I knew more was coming. And I've put in the work, I've put in the mahi. And I think a lot of people will see, you know, some of the things that I've been able to achieve today and they'll go, oh, lucky for you or good for you. But it's like, I've gone through so much over these past few years, and I just want to share some of the helpful tips that I've used that have really allowed me to change my life. And so I'm going to walk you through when it was 3 years ago, when I hit rock bottom. I was just so unhappy and I felt like giving up would have been the easiest option, but I knew that I was so much more, like I was capable of so much more. And so it was at that point that I decided to give my life like 100%, like I was just going to give it another shot. I was so close to just, you know, giving up, and I thought my health was the worst it had ever been. Like, and it actually got worse for a bit too after I decided to change my life. But my mindset was terrible. I wasn't happy. I was broke. And I was just worrying about money and all of the things that I couldn't control all of the time. And it was around about this time that I read a book called Atomic Habits. And for those who haven't read the book, you need to get this book because this book completely changed my life. This book taught me that I didn't actually have to worry about all of the things I needed to work on, because all I had to worry about was that one step in front of me. And this like mindset really just changed the game for me because I was so overwhelmed by everything. And what the book said was that you really, really don't need to. You don't need to worry about everything you have to do. You just need to find one thing that you can do or one way you can improve your life, just a tiny little bit every single day. When I first read this book, I literally thought it was stupid. I was like, that's ridiculous. How on earth could one tiny thing every day get me out of the mess that I was in? Like, that's what I thought. I thought, this is ridiculous and this is silly. But I decided, you know, I didn't really have any other strategies to get myself out of the situation I was in. And so I decided to take a leap of faith. I decided that I was just going to follow the book. The book said to do one small thing every day, 1% better every day would equal 37 times better by the end of the year. And like from a, you know, a numbers perspective, I was like, okay, it kind of makes sense. But from like a mindset perspective, I was like, that sounds ridiculous. But as I said, I gave it a go. I remember at the beginning, I just started by going on a 5-minute walk every single day. This was when I started my health journey. When it came to my money, I just started with small, tiny things. So at the beginning, my income was very low. I was a student and I didn't have much money. And like, I was able to cover my bills and that was it. There was nothing left after that. And so I also really struggled finding work. And so it was really hard to actually save my emergency fund or to, you know, save money at all, because I just didn't make enough money to do that. And so step number one was I needed to pay off my ignorance debt. So what is ignorance debt? Ignorance debt is all of the things that I didn't know about money, but that I needed to learn in order to make more money and to keep more money. And so I spent so much of my time reading, learning about money, listening to podcasts. I couldn't afford like a course or a coach or anything like that at that point in time. And so I watched YouTube videos, free YouTube videos. I read books. Like I had a no excuse mindset, because so many people that I know, you know, they'll come to me and they'll say, oh, you know, I just know nothing about money and I don't know what to do. And I'm like, I've got a free podcast that you can listen to. You know, I've got all of these free resources and I'm not the only one who makes them. Like, there is so much free information out there that you can listen to, but you have to have a no excuse mindset. And so, you know, it was at that point that I thought, I'm actually not alone. I'm not the only person struggling with money. I'm not the only person who doesn't really know what to do. And it was just crazy for me. And so I thought, I really want to change something. And so I started by saving my emergency fund. I started creating savings. I started implementing all of the things that I was learning in the books. It said to, you know, make more money. It said to save your emergency fund. It said to start looking at investments and what things you could do. And whilst not everything that I learned at that point, I think, was relevant for me in that stage, all of it was helpful to just learn different ideas about what other people were doing and get out of this mindset that the rut that I was in was going to be it. All of these books told me and they taught me that more was out there and that there was hope to have more. And I think that's the best thing that those books taught me, was that there is so much more out there. And a lot of the time we think, oh, I'm struggling so much. And it's like, if you actually look at the real stories of those who have achieved, you know, crazy results in their business and their life, many of them have gone through very similar experiences. A lot of people seem to think, oh, it's easy for you because you have money and stuff. And it's like, a lot of the people who have actually created wealth have, you know, started from scratch, who haven't had money. And so at this point, I also really felt like I couldn't see myself in many of the books I was reading, the content creators I was looking at. You know, they were producing awesome content, but I never saw Māori in the space. And so as an 18-year-old, I started sharing my journey online. I started, like, this was such a vulnerable thing to do because, you know, I had still so much to go. I still have so much to go. But I was like, you know what? I think that it would be really cool to track my journey and to show the pathway that I'm following, because, no, I haven't made it, but there is still so much that can come from actually just showing the beginning stages and working your way up. And lots of people would wait until, like, they've made it, wait until, you know, they're actually a millionaire, or wait until they've done all of those things before they start sharing their journey. But as an 18-year-old, I was like, no, I'm just gonna start sharing my journey from now, and I'm gonna track my way to becoming a millionaire. And so as an 18-year-old, I started doing this. I started off with zero followers. I didn't really tell people, like, even people I was living with, I didn't tell them. I just started writing blog posts and I started posting content about money, about my journey, and about the things that I was learning. And it was pretty soon after that, like, I didn't anticipate it was going to be a business at the beginning, but I soon realized I could create a business. And so for the first 8 months of this journey, I actually dedicated 20 hours a week to building this business. So I would schedule out time each week to, I pretended like it was a real job. Like, I had a roster, I had to do, you know, 4 hours a day on 5 different days of the week. And I was also a uni student, you know, studying full time. I also worked at a law firm and I had such a big, you know, workload. I also would travel to visit my nan once a week and help nurse her. And so I was working more than 90 hours a week at this point, and the business made no money, like, for the first 8 months, like, absolutely nothing. And so I was so exhausted at this point. And I had literally no results from this. Like, yes, I was growing a community online and I was doing all of these things, but I had no money to show for it. And that was really hard because I was exhausted. But then to also see that, like, so many people would just give up. And I thought about that too, but I decided not to. I continue to work these crazy hours, and I'm not encouraging anyone does this because it, you know, you end up burnt out, and that's not good for your mental health, for your physical health, for every area of your life. But I decided to keep going. And it was 18 months when I worked these crazy hours until I became fully burnt out and I just couldn't keep going. And so by this time, I was doing public speaking, I had a podcast, I'd grown a community. I think at that point, there was about 20,000 people. But I still didn't really know, you know, completely what I was up to. But I decided to actually take a leap of faith, to leave uni and my job and go all in on my business. And I don't want anyone to think listening to this that it was easy, that it was just magical rainbows and unicorns, because it really wasn't. It was so hard running a business. I was 19, I was self-employed, and I was just trying to figure things out. Like, I literally had no clue what I was doing, but I was just trying to figure things out. And so since then, I have grown so much. I've invested more than $10,000 into coaches, into mentors, into programs so that I could become the best version of myself. And I'm still on this journey. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm literally still working, I'm still growing, I'm still developing my mindset, all of these things. I'm still on this journey, but I'm just bringing thousands of people along with me. And so the biggest lesson I have learned so far is that if you want crazy results and if you want to become successful, it is going to take a whole lot of self-development. It's going to take looking inward and looking at yourself, working through deep limiting beliefs you have. And all of this work is extremely challenging. Like, it is so hard. It will show you things about yourself that you've never seen before, that you didn't even realize were there. And so this journey, like, of, you know, running a business and all of this, it has been so difficult. And I've shared this before on the podcast. It's not easy. But today, I get to work for myself. I get to, you know, when you're listening to this, I think when you're listening to this, I will be traveling. Like, I can't believe the results that I've been able to achieve. And it's been less than 3 years since starting this business. And I just want to share the steps that I've taken that have allowed me to do this, because back when I started, I didn't see anyone. I didn't know any Māori millennials. Like, I know a lot now, but I didn't know any. I didn't know what it took to, you know, achieve the results that I've achieved or other people have achieved. I would look at them and go, that's cool, but like, how can I do that? And I just really didn't know. And so I really wanted to share the things that I've done to be able to do that. So the first step that you need to take is to have foundations. Foundations are what you build everything upon. You can't expect to, like, create, you know, a business, create success, all of these things, if you don't have some foundations there. What I mean by that is, a lot of people call them budgets. I've actually changed the wording I use, and I now call it a money plan, because I think the word budget just, it's just not a nice word. Like, when I think of budget, I think of the budget brand that they used to have. I think it's called Value now, from Pack and Save. You know, it's just the budget one. I don't like that. So I instead call it a money plan. But some of the foundations you're going to need are creating that money plan, like actually knowing your numbers. So many people come to me and they're like, oh, you know, I actually make a decent living, but I don't know how to have more money. Like, I'm still living paycheck to paycheck. And I say, like, how much do you make? What are your expenses? And they don't know the answers. You need to know this stuff. Like, you need to know your numbers. If you are in consumer debt, how much debt do you have? And what plan do you have to get out of that? I think a lot of us get scared of reality, and so we avoid looking at these things. And I'm going to actually link down below the episode about your attachment style with money, because if you're avoiding things, that's not going to help you to actually grow. You need to, like, face reality, and actually, if you are in debt, like, look at it and actually assess the situation and see what it's going to take to get yourself out of that. If you are making good money, but your expenses are just crazy high, like, what are they? Where's the money going? And I think so many people are scared of looking at this, but this is going to help you to be able to realize where you are, and then you can set some goals about where you're going. But you can't know where you're going if you don't firstly know where you are. So getting those foundations right is number one. Number two is that success in life is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. And I've said this so many times before, but I really want you to read the book, Think and Grow Rich, because this book will literally change your mindset towards money. It is a hugely influential book that I've read. And I would, if you read the book and you feel like you haven't changed, reread the book and read it over and over again until your mindset changes. If you have the money for the book, like, buy it. But if you don't, you can visit your library. They probably have it too. So the thing about your mindset is that your mindset will be with you forever. You will always have your mind. And whilst I think mindset work is something that needs to be consistent and needs to be maintained, your mindset will hold you through all of it. So when your business is doing amazing, when your business is maybe not doing so amazing, throughout all of the journeys of life, your mindset is what's going to keep you going. And so it's really important that you focus on building a wealth mindset. The thing that most people who are broke think about is being broke. But if that's all you think about, that's not going to help you to get out of being broke. And I know this firsthand, that when you are suffering from, you know, being broke, it overwhelms you. And I remember when I had no money, that was literally all I thought about. I thought, oh my gosh, you have no money, you're broke, this is all it's ever going to be. And it was just this cycle of thinking bad things about myself, about my situation. And it wasn't until I started actually going, let's look at all the great things in my life. Let's look at all the abundance in my life. Let's actually look at all of the incredible things that I have been able to achieve. Because if you're just focusing on the negative, that's all that's going to happen. Your reality is just a reflection of whatever's happening in your mind. So I really want to encourage you to think about the good things. Think about the money you do have. Even if it's $2, practice gratitude for that. Something that I learned was like, imagine if I was to give you a gift and you were like, oh, I don't want that gift. It's not big enough. It's not pretty enough. I would probably never give you a gift again. And it's the exact same with money. If you get given money, you know, from your job, from benefit, whatever it is, even if it's literally $2, I want you to say thank you. Thank you for this money. Because when you can be in an energy of gratitude, more of that is going to come your way. But if you're ungrateful, how does making more money actually help anything? If you're never grateful for anything, then what will that actually change? And so I really want to encourage you to practice gratitude and actually focus on your mindset. Think and Grow Rich, great book. The third one, which is super important, is investing in yourself. You will always be your best investment. And when I talk about this, so many people say, oh, I can't afford to invest in myself. Who is it helping by having those thoughts, by thinking that? Because the same people who say that, I can also see them getting Uber Eats, I can see them getting takeaways, I can see them vaping. And so I think, yes, some people literally can't afford some things like a course or a coach. But I think a lot of the time it's about priorities. Because if you can afford takeaways, if you can afford vaping, if you can afford all those things, you can also afford to invest in yourself. This right here is literally to younger me, because I would pay for vaping. I would get takeaways all the time. I'd buy new clothes, I'd buy makeup, I'd buy all of these things. But whenever I saw a course or a coach, I was like, oh no, I can't buy that, can't afford it. So I know some people actually can't, but if you are buying those things, I'd encourage you to think about your priorities and go, what is helping me to achieve the life that I want to achieve? Does vaping do that? Does buying clothes? Does all of those things help? No. So look at your future goals and what you want to achieve and go, what steps do I need to do to achieve that? If you need to learn new things, then a course or a coach or anything like that is going to help you to do that. But if you're buying, if you're spending your money on vaping, on all of those things, is that going to help you to achieve your goals? And I know it's hard when you actually have an addiction. And I've been there. It sucks. But you have to realize that if you want more, you're going to have to do more. You're going to have to go through the difficulties of giving up the vape or, you know, temporarily not buying takeaways or whatever it is for you that you continue to spend your money on. It's going to be hard. But it's like, would you rather be broke or would you rather go through the difficulties and not be broke? Because everything in life is hard. Like, whether you're broke and you're always spending money on takeaways and then your body feels like kaka, you always spend your money on takeaways, that's hard. That's really hard. I know because I've been there. It sucks waking up when you haven't eaten good food and so you don't feel good, you don't feel at your best, and then your bank account's empty. That sucks. It's also really hard when you're giving up takeaways and you're going through withdrawals from sugar or from processed food. That's hard. But it's like both of them are hard, but only one of them gives you something incredible. So I want you to choose your heart and invest in yourself and stop making excuses for why you can't. If you literally cannot afford a course or a coach or anything like that, go and look at free content. There is so much out there. Like, listen to all of these episodes on repeat. And I'm sure when you do that, you're going to be able to actually have some more money there. Stop making excuses. That's what I used to do all the time, and it didn't work. It didn't actually help. Excuses don't change your game. Like, seriously. Number four is you need to identify your why. If changing your life was easy, every single person would have, you know, achieved their goals and stuff. But the reality is that it's really, really difficult. And so when it gets hard, you need to have something that drives you, that keeps you going. If your why is that you just want to be rich, I know, I've been there before, it literally doesn't work. If you only care about money, it's not going to help anything. You have to have a deeper vision, a deeper why of why you are actually getting up early to do work on your business, of why you want to create financial freedom. Is it because you want to give back to your community? Is it because there are things you want to achieve, you want to give, you want to share, you want to grow? Is it because you want to have time freedom and you want to homeschool your tamariki? Whatever it is, identify it and use this as your driving force. Because if it is only about you and your money and like making more money, it literally doesn't work. I've tried it. It doesn't work. You have to have something deeper, like a bigger purpose, a bigger reason. Is it that you want to give back to your marae? You want to give back to your hapu? Whatever it is, find that, write it down, and remind yourself of this whenever it's getting difficult. Okay? Number five is to be courageous. When I first started this business, and still today, people literally text me, email me, message me hateful messages telling me I should give up, that, you know, I'm too fat for this and I'm obviously not doing well with my money because I can't afford a gym membership. Funny that, because I've literally lost 50 kgs. But anyways, people are mean. There are so many mean people out there. Likewise, there are also so many incredible people out there. But if you're going to be something different, that's just part of the journey. Like, if you think about any successful person, they get hateful comments all the time. And they get people messaging them nasty things. That just kind of comes with it. But if your dreams are really, really important to you, you're going to keep going regardless of that. And it's easier said than done. I get it. It's difficult. And sometimes, you know, it can really upset me. But most of the time, I'm like, actually, it's just part of it. Like, if you want to achieve all of these things, there's going to be some hard parts of it. It's not all going to be rainbows and sunshines, because that's not life. And so I just want to summarize those five little tips that I've got for you. Number one, you need your foundations. You need to have something to work off. Number two, focus on your mindset. That is key. Read Think and Grow Rich, really good book. Number three, invest in yourself. Stop making excuses. Number four, identify your why. Like, why are you actually doing this? Number five is, I want you to be courageous. Do things that other people aren't doing. If you want to be in that 1%, you've got to behave like the 1%. You can't be behaving like the 99% and expect 1% results. Okay, so I get it's extremely difficult, but it's so worth it. Like, so, so worth it. I haven't had an alarm on for a long time now. It's been, like, I like to put an alarm on sometimes. It depends what kind of season I am in my life. But lately, I've just been feeling like I just want to wake up naturally. And so I literally haven't had an alarm on. Like, I just get to wake up naturally and all my meetings are in the afternoon. And so it's just been so magical to not have an alarm. Like, after years and years and years, like, you know, even at school, when I was at uni, when I was working my law job, you know, you always had an alarm. And lately I've just like, why do I need an alarm? Like, I literally work for myself. I don't have to have an alarm on. And so I'm like, wow. To be able to go through the withdrawals of giving up, you know, takeaways, giving up vaping and all of those things, I'm like, to literally have no alarm. And that's just one tiny thing. That's incredible for me. And so it's worth it. It's hard, but it is really, really worth it. And so if you're in that situation where you just feel like you're living paycheck to paycheck, you want to start a business, you want to heal your money mindset, you just want more, then my program, Te Tiriti Haukura, is probably the best place for you. I'm going to put the link in the description below so you can actually read more about the program. But the results that I have seen in those taking the program is actually insane. And I'm just so, so proud of every single person in there who is like being consistent, who has decided to level up. And these are some of the modules that like we actually go through, is actually how do you become disciplined? How do you push through when you don't want to, when you can't be bothered? How do you do that? And then also the mindset part of that, which is so important, the strategy side of things. It's all so important. And I've just put every single thing that I needed to learn. And I wish that there was somewhere where I could have learned all of the stuff that I've got in this program from someone who, you know, sounded like me, who looked like me. I just wish I could have had that. But I've created this for everyone else because I wish I could have had something like this. And now there is something like this for you all to use. So I've got the link in the description below, Te Tiriti Haukura. It's a 12-week program. And over the 12 weeks, you're just going to really, you're going to change your life. And I can't wait to see that for you. So if you're interested, the link is in the description. Otherwise, I've so enjoyed my time here today with you all, and I hope you're all able to learn something. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please share it on your story on Instagram and tag me. I would love to see it. Otherwise, I hope you all have a beautiful rest of your day. Ka kite!